You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to a big day in the Curragh. It's Irish Derby Day on Saturday. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very good morning, Mark. Yes.
Are you well, sir?
Yeah, I am actually. Spectacularly good day. The Irish Derby is the centrepiece, isn't it, on a glittering card at the Curragh, the second day of their three day June festival. Good racing tomorrow, good racing last night, and fancy an absolute shed load as well today.
Good stuff. Plenty of opinions along the way then, and as you mentioned, it's a cracking card, not just the 150th renewal of the Irish Classic, but the supporting races are very good as well, aren't they?
Yeah, the Irish Derby itself, albeit is a tantalisingly good affair coming up, but It's the other races I'm really looking forward to from a betting perspective. I'm not sure I'm going to have a bet in the Irish Derby because, you know, Jack Hobbs is a horse close to my heart, having backed him in the English version. But having backed him at 66-1, I'm not sure I'm going to be taking 4-5 to see him win the Irish equivalent. But, yeah, the other races are the ones I'm getting really excited about.
Good, let's get stuck into them then. The first race this afternoon is the 3 o'clock. We start here with the Dubai Duty Free Finest Surprise European Breeders Fund Maiden. It's over 6 furlongs and Final Frontier has been well backed this morning. 5-1 into 3-1 at the top of the betting. Antelope Canyon is 7-2 with Adelina. 9-2 for Aspar. 8s for See You in Malta and 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. So well backed favourite, Andy. Who do you like in the 3 o'clock?
Yeah, interesting money for Final Frontier. I wonder if he can boldly go where no horse has ever been before. The old start for Star Trek. He's got a great draw to start off with. He's drawn 8 of 8, which is always a good draw. High numbers near the stand fence is very crucial. He's by Dream Ahead as well, and Dream Ahead, of course, won on debut, for those of you who've got good memories, when he won by 11 lengths at Nottingham on his seasonal bow. And Jessica Harrington's got a good line with the T-Rolls as well, because she runs her stable start at the moment, Rockaway Valley, in the Railway Stakes later on, and it's got a good chance that this horse perhaps has been working with that one, such as the money for it this morning. Certainly the ones who've had a run, in particular Antelope Canyon, are going to have to improve significantly on what they've already achieved. Antelope Canyon's been put in favourite, and unfortunately didn't run well enough to be overly confident about that kind of price. That said, Aidan O'Brien's had horses like this before that have been absolutely tragic on debut and then gone on to record completely resurrected their careers after one poor run. Painting Cliffs, using him as an example, so it can happen. There are other trainers, obviously, who've had 2-year-old winners this season. Tommy Stack with Aspar, even Adrian Keatley with Fantastic Secret, he's had winners so far this season. And Johnny Levin's also got a nice standard of 2-year-old as well in his mitt. So this is not a bad little race, actually, but I'll go with the money. I'm a massive fan of Jessica Harrington. A horse is in great form, got a great draw. And by that side, like I say, knock the ball out of the park on debut. Good chance this one might follow suit.
Final Frontier for Andy then in the opener. The second race is the 3:35. This is the Dash Stakes, which is a listed race over 6 furlongs. Tested heads to the betting this morning and is 13-8 from 2-1. Golden Lord Byron is 3-1, 7-2 for Line of Reason. Russian Soul is 7-1 and is 10-1 and double figure prices for the other two. Who'd you like in the second race, Andy?
Yeah, this is a really good betting race base for me. I want to take on Gordon Lord Byron, who obviously is the best rated horse in the race and ran a creditable race and only beaten 6 lengths in the Golden Jubilee last week. But he's up against two improving horses with much younger, fresher legs, and I think one of them's going to do him, in particular Line of Reason. Now, this is a horse I've got a colossal amount of time for. On his day, Paul Misley's 5-year-old, he's bang up there with the very best sprinters. When he won the Scurry Handicap here last year at the Curragh, he was right on top of his game, and he followed suit with two subsequent victories. He's been slightly out of sorts so far this season for one reason or another, but he came back to form with a bang the other day at the Cork, travelling very, very strongly off the back of Herculean fractions. He quickened up very, very smartly to win in an incredibly fast time. And I actually thought that Connections might dip their toe into the Royal Ascot water, maybe running him in the Wokingham. But they've decided to hold off and come here, especially for this race. They know he goes at the track. They know he's this kind of grade, listed grade. He probably could run in Group 2, Group 3 company, but this is more of his cup of tea. We know he goes strongly over stiff run 6, and he's very, very much the one to beat. Obviously, Testy's got to be respected. She looked as though she was going to win the other day at Leopard Sound behind Convergence, but he just didn't quite get home. The only slight question mark is the trip. She's never run over 6 furlongs before. If she can cope with the helter-skelter pace, then she'd have a chance. But I don't think she's got enough speed to cope with Line of Reason. Has to be one of the best bets of the day at a colossal 7-2.
Okay, one of the best bets of the day, Line of Reason, to maintain his unbeaten record over in Ireland. The 4.10 is the third race on the card. This is the Summer Fillies Handicap, and it's over 7 furlongs, and Military Angel is the 4-1 market leader. It's 5-1 for Sparkle Factor. Shirasa is 13-2. 7-1 for Duchess Andorra. Byzantium is 8-1. Bit of a move on Colour Blue this morning. 14s into 9s. 10-1 for Slipper Orchid and Steeper Mac. And 12-1. Or bigger prices for the others. Who do you like in there, Andy?
Don't really like much in this race. I'm probably going to give this race a bit of a swerve from a betting perspective. My selection would be Sparkle Factor, on the basis that she's won here over the course and distance. And that came at the meeting last year when she won off a mark of 85. She was a slight disappointment towards the back end of the year. But she looks as though she's absolutely bang on top of her game based on her first run so far this season. She travelled really sweetly in that race that in the end went the way of Duchess Andorra. But trying to give her a stone and £3, having her first run, just was a run doing. Interesting that Dermot Weld reaches for the blinkers on this filly for the first time, just perhaps to sharpen her ideas up a little bit. But she's got a ground in her favour. We know she goes really well at the track. And not a bad price either this morning, around about 5-6-1. So an each-way recommendation, albeit a small one, on Sparkle Factor in the 4.10.
Okay, Sparkle Factor in the 4.10 for Andy. Moving on to the 4.45 next, and this is the Celebration Stakes, which is a listed race over a mile. War Envoy heads the betting at 5-4. 4-1 for Sovereign Debt. Shepherd's Purse is 11-2 from 8s. Flight Risk is 6s. 7-1 for Tennessee Wildcat, and 16-1 are bigger prices for the others. Starting with the market leader here, Andy, War Envoy bounced back to form at Royal Ascot last week. Can he continue it here?
Yeah, won a very competitive Britannia Handicap. The pace of those races at Royal Ascot is always strong, and it very much played into his strengths. I would say he was slightly advantaged by racing on the far side of the course, which a lot of horses managed to take advantage of last week, those in a low stall position. He probably just about set a stand. He's got a rating of 111, but I certainly don't think he's any 5-4 shot here, because this is a bit more competitive, I think, than the market indicates. Certainly give Sovereign Debt and Shepherd's Purse every chance here. They just got undone by the slow stop-start nature of the way that that race developed the other day at Leopardstown, over 7 furlongs in that Group 3. In the end, won by Convergence. It very much suited that horse, who's got a good turn of foot over that trip. But stepping up in distance, I do think Sovereign Debt now is going to come into his own. He was also tried here at the Curra early on in the season when he was sent off 7-4 favourite. Just didn't think he coped with the trip, and I don't think he particularly coped with the ground. I think he wants slightly better ground than the one he had on that particular occasion. But he's stepping up to a trip which saw him finish second in the other World Weather Championship final over a mile at Lingfield. And when he was in that kind of form, he was virtually unstoppable at the time. So hopefully the better ground will suit him today. Step up in trip definitely will. And at 5-1 this morning, I think Sovereign Debt, with the yard in good form, should outrun his odds there in that 4.45.
Sovereign Debt friendly there then. The 5.20 is the fifth race on the card. This is a handicap over a mile. It's for 3-year-olds and older, and Hassanor is the market leader, and being back from 4-1 into 3-1, very much shorter than the rest of the field, because it's 8-1 barring the market leader. Trinity Force and Stop and Linger are both 8s. 9-1 for High Emperor. 10-1 for Vitally Important. Katimovic is also 10-1, and it's 12s or bigger for the others. What do you make of Hassanor then, Andy? Much shorter than the rest here, unexposed. Could be plenty more improvement in him.
Yeah, I absolutely love this horse to bits, and I'm sure Mickey Halford's going to get a group race out of him sooner rather than later. He's definitely going that way. He's rated 95, but it can't be long before he's in Patton company, and I expect him to be perhaps after a win or certainly a massive run this afternoon. He's got everything in his favour. The key to this horse is good ground or fast ground, which he's got, and what he had last time out when he won here on the 23rd of May, beating quite a few of today's rivals. The race worked out really well. And I actually thought he won readily on that occasion. He quickened up really smartly, and Because they beat a quality field, the likes of Tennessee Wildcat, RBL Clan, who are all well beaten, have all come out and advertised the form. But the faster the ground, the better for this individual. And with one or two horses in the race having quite a bit to prove, A, over the course, and B, on the ground. And I do think Hassanort is a really worthy favourite here. He's around about 4-1 this morning. I think that's a decent each-way bet. Of the others, I'd half have had a look at High Emperor, but I think Connections have rather been forced to run him here over a mile because there isn't any other suitable races for David Marnane's charge. I know this horse has been contemplated sending over to Ascot, but the race that normally would have been for him, the Sandringham Handicap, of course, has scrapped this year in the favour of the Commonwealth Cup, so he rather missed out. But I'm a massive fan of Hassanort. Mickey Halford's also in good nick, and he's got a great draw as well. So everything is in the favour of Hassanort to run another huge race over his favourite track.
Hassan off Randy there then. The 550 is the sixth race on the card. This is the Railway Stakes, which is a Group 2 over 6 furlongs. Logout Island heads the betting at 11-10, but all of the money seems to be for Rockaway Valley, who's 4-1 into 11-4 this morning. It's 4-1 for Argentiro, Painted Cliff Sixers, and 40-1 for Safar. So interesting betting movement this morning, Andy. Who do you like in the 550?
Yeah, this is probably my strongest view of the day here. Now, I backed Logout Island when he was second at Royal Ascot. I just think he got undone by the way that the race developed. It was a classic case of two very strongly fancied horses from a certain stable, basically keeping an eye on each other. And in the end, they softened each other up, Logout Island and the stable companion, King of Rooks. And in the end, they ended up getting turned over by Waterloo Bridge. Of course, had nothing to do with early speed and the early skirmishes, and ended up picking them off late on. Now, obviously, he's got to prove himself over 6 furlongs at a stiff track. The theory is that he probably will get it, and Richard Hannon suggests that he will. But he's a desperately skinny price for those willing to find out. You've got to go to 5-4 to back him this morning, 11-10 generally. And like I say, I do think there's some really useful horses up against him here, already proven in big speed figures, and more importantly, over this track as well. None more so than Rockaway Valley, who landed a maiden here the last day, but he could not have done it in any more impressive fashion. He really scooted clear and pointed his toe in the latter part of that race. Air Vice Marshall, who was third, has bolted up subsequently. I think the form is really good. And the day when he won that day, he posted the fastest 3-furlong sectional I got on that card. And that includes Fort Del Oro and Ainipi, the two horses that were very impressive on the figures as well that day. So he's obviously a very good horse, Rockaway Valley. And I think he's the one to beat, actually. I'd have him favourite. The main danger for me could have turned out to be Painted Cliffs, who has posted the fastest 6-furlong maiden time I've got for 2-year-olds in Ireland so far this season, the day when he won in Leopardstown. He beat a horse called Sikander Rabad. The pair were 12 lengths, no less, clear of the rest, and that included Mint Chai, who was sent off a short price favourite, who finished last at 6. He got completely and utterly bulldozed by these two horses. The blinkers obviously clearly worked for this colt by Camphor Cliffs. First time out, he was disappointing when never in it behind Rockaway Valley and Air Force Blue, but a much more professional performance when sharpened up by the headgear. So I actually think this race is between two away from the favourite. I'll go against Logout Island here. I think he's got it all to prove. Rockaway Valley with my number one choice, closely followed hot on the heels by Painted Cliffs, who's a massive 6-1 this morning.
On to the big race of the day next in the 6:30. It's the 150th running of the Dubai Duty Free Irish Derby, a Group 1 contest over a mile and a half. And Jack Hobbs, runner-up in the Epsom Derby, heads the betting to go one better here, but is slightly weak in the betting. 8-11 out to 10-11 this morning. Highland Reel is 4-1. 8s from 10s for Qualify. Storm the Stars is 9-1. 11s for Giovanni Canaletto. And 20-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who wins the Irish Derby, Andy?
Jack Hobbs.
Right, moving on to the next one.
Yeah, I've been a massive fan of Jack Hobbs, right, from his all-weather victory at Wolverhampton when he posted a colossal number for a two-year-old. And then I followed him all the way through his career, backed him, of course, at Sandown, backed him for the Derby at a big price. Thought I'd lost my chance when he ran second in the Dancy, but luckily for me, he was bought by Godolphin and he ended up running in the Derby and certainly justified their bold move to run him in the Epsom Classic by finishing second to the best three-year-old stayer in the world at the moment, Golden Horn. It was a quality derby. It was run at sound tempo. They got strung out at the end to suggest the form's good. The time was off the scale. The sectional times are really good, certainly in comparison with the Oaks anyway. It was a much more stronger run race, and the finishing sectionals were over 10 lengths better from the top of the hill than the qualifiers victory. So I don't think the fillies are going to be ripping up any trees here. Danger, well, might well turn out to be Highland Real, who, of course, ran in the French Derby behind Nobody. Now, we've seen that race work out really well, including the French Guineas as well. Horses all the way down the line have come out and advertised the form of both of those two races. And he's always looked a strong stayer in the making. If there's a bit more cut in the ground, I'd certainly give Radenpoor a chance of hitting the frame at a price. Maybe if you're looking for one without the favourite, he could fit the bill, because he won a very good race of the day on the numbers at Leopardstown when making all the running. Stayed on well to beat two horses I rate, Bondi Beach and, of course, Morning Mix, who advertised the form with a win here last night. So I've got a massive soft spot for Jack Hobbs. I think he'll win. I'm not going to back him at 10 to 11. I don't think he's great value, but hopefully he will win. And like I say, if you're betting without the favourite, maybe a small interest on Radenpoor might be the order of the day there.
Okay, a couple of ways to approach the 6:30 then. The 7:15 is the final race on the card this afternoon. We finish with a handicap over 2 miles for 4-year-olds and older, rated 60 to 100 that are EBF eligible. And Silwana heads the betting at 7-2, 4-1 for Awesome Star. Ben Kai is 4-1 from Sixers, 8s for Dane King. Sang Tiger is 10-1 with Hurricane Ridge and Jeremy's Jet, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you like in the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, a couple to catch the eye here. Basically, two horses that are very consistent and run the track really well. One of them is Awesome Star, beg your pardon, who has yet to be out the frame in 6 starts. Finally got off the mark the other day in workmanlike fashion at Maiden, but that's very much John Ox's foil. That's what he's all about. He's not overly flash, but he doesn't half try hard. And he's already got a good performance in the bag here in a similar race to this when he was run up to Pyromaniac, keeping on very strongly. And that's very much his CV. He's nothing, like I say, he's nothing flash, but he gets his head down and battles. And the other one is Hurricane Ridge, who comes from an informed stable. He also has got a very good race record here at the Curragh. He ran really well the other day at Limerick when just slightly outpaced by a horse right on top of his game. He's Our Music. Prior to that, he'd run a good race beyond Sang Tiger when that gallop wouldn't have been strong enough for him, but hopefully today they'll go a much stronger pace. And we know he gets a trip really well. So two against the field in the final race. Awesome Star, I'm sure he'll run another creditable race. And Hurricane Ridge, another one who can outrun his odds.
Couple against the field there then. As always, Andy, let's just have a quick summary if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, quality days racing here at the Curragh. Hopefully Jessica Harrington will have a good day, because I do quite fancy a few of her horses today, including Final Frontier in the opener. My strongest bet on the card has to be Line of Reason. It's like a really good horse to beat him. I don't see why he should be third favourite. I'd have him in as the one to beat, certainly on the evidence of his course and distance form. I'll take a chance that the blinkers worked first time up with Sparkle Factor in the Phillies handicap. I'm going to go with Sovereign Debt in the Celebration Stakes. The race wouldn't have been run to suit him last time out at Leopardstown. Hopefully they will today. Hassanoy is such a great course specialist that he's finding it hard to oppose him in the 5:20. And I think the Railway Stakes is likely to be fought out between Rockaway Valley and Painted Cliffs. Jack Hobbs hopefully will win the Irish Derby, but if you don't fancy backing him at a short price, maybe Radenpoor without the favourite is the option. And in the final race, two against the field, Awesome Star and Hurricane Ridge.
Superb. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy Irish Derby Day.
Will do. Cheers, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.